This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Wits. Hear it. Feel it. Live it.
It's Mythbusters. And what we do on Mythbusters is we try and bust these myths and try and understand where does it come about. I was chatting to a friend of mine, Ugwanele Mbovu, and he was saying he's never come across a myth that says do this so that this can be done. It's always don't do this because this is going to happen. Why is that so? I asked myself.
Good observation.
Right?
And look, if you're going to ask our elders this question, right, mm-hmm. Bokshang and Bum.
Of course.
I kid you not.
I'm on that with you because it's things like all these things are just so grounded in just creating someone that we need to become.
And the worst part, I say the same thing. Mm-hmm. When kids are running in, I'm like, and since we've been doing Mythbusters, then I stop. I'm like, Mara, why am I saying this?
That is the nice thing about Mythbusters. You are just officially like,
why am I doing this?
Today we're speaking about all the myths that pertain nighttime. Don't touch your nails. Salt doesn't leave the house at after certain hours or once it's dark or whatever the case do not sweep at night.
I'm like, Mara,
there's a lot of things that we are just not supposed to do at night.
We want
to
find out.
Yes, we want to find out. This segment of the show, Kolani Baloyi is with me and we're going to be tackling this in particular, and he's the one who works specifically about it behind the scenes and putting together the main understanding of what it is that we are going to be doing and why we seem to be doing it as well. Kolani Baloyi, who joins us this morning to help us with this conversation?
We'll be joined by Uzukiswa Mvoko, a qualified female engineering professional, right? Amongst other things, right?
Ugogo.
And she'll actually help us try and make sense of this. And to be honest with you, ever since we started Mythbusters, I've literally learned quite a lot from these myths.
I have learned a lot. And I'm sure we are not the only people. If you have missed out on Mythbusters, all you have to do is go iona.com and check out Moments under Vow FM, where you get to see or get to listen to the Mythbusters that we have done. So many of them, so profound information. And time again, I'm always just excited to be a part of this in particular.
It's so exciting.
Let's bring in Dr. Zugiswa Mvoko and to assist us with this conversation. Have started a spiritual journey since 2013 and has been an eye-opener which tested her faith and grounding. And since this calling, she has made it her role to be one of the good role model healers. And she has achieved in these great through the African spiritual workshops that were initiated and conducted and facilitated since 2018. And in these workshops, there's a burning issues of relationships between traditional, cultural, Christianity, and these are the creme de la creme. When you speak about traditional healing, there's always a sense of culture, Christianity, there's always a clash of the titans as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she carries with her a wealth of knowledge. Dr. Zugiswa, thank you so much for joining us this morning and good morning to you.
Today to the listeners. My word, I'm humbled by how you introduced me.
You know what, we take it one step at a time. The one thing that we do try and do is get more information, and I think speaking to you will make us get one step closer to more answers more than anything else. But thank you so much for affording us your time this morning. Now we're speaking about mainly the myths that carry us at night. Don't sleep at night, don't cut your nails at night, no salt at night. There's a lot of things that are associated with the night that have been put into us as children to say that these things are wrong to do at the night. And so growing up, we were told that we shouldn't sweep at night. Where does this come from and where did it start?
Okay, I would put firstly to say most of the so-called now myths, some of them, they come from the fact that elders were trying to protect us from doing certain things. And they would then say, a certain behavior shouldn't be done at this time because it's going to harm you or whatever the case. others were not told why, but will follow through from one generation to the other. Now, when we're speaking of specifically the one you just mentioned about borrowing salt, isn't it so?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes, go.
You spoke about the salt exchange. Culturally, salt, as you know, that salt is the root of many things. We use salt for cleansing. We use salt for the sea salt that we normally would use. We use salt for many other things. So now, if you were to take salt inside a kaya, and then remember, salt is used for cooking. It's used for the home. It's like the source of the home.
Mm.
Now, uzawuthatha ityuwa uyikhuphe ebusuku. It's like you're taking out the home's that home source or base, and you're giving it to you're exposing it to the neighbors. You understand? So gawuthwa ungayikhuphe ebusuku, because remember, the whole day, abantu bebehleli ekhaya, the ancestors, and everyone is there. Now at night, the ancestors starting to come in, and everybody. Now you're taking the source of the home, and you're taking out outside. Yabakhupha. So ufonse babantu abadala, they said no, there shouldn't be any food or anything, specifically the salt that is the base of the house, shouldn't be even taken outside. So, and also when you look into from the biblical perspective, there was a point whereby they were saying there's a point of umfazga loti turned into salt.
Mm.
That means salt is a very critical source of element that is you shouldn't take light. And at the same time, there's nothing which you shouldn't give a person salt directly from hand to hand. You should put it down. Because if umniga directly hand to hand, that person that umniga zayona, it may create an animosity. You should put it down and then aitate panzi. Those are the things that we're doing to protect us. And then the other one.
Interesting. Very interesting. This is quite interesting because I'm thinking here, and I'm like, for me, salt has always been salt.
Yeah, you know, when you think about the actual substance of salt and what it holds at home,
yes.
And I think the analogy that you just made now to say that salt can't be moved from one hand to
another, and I'm thinking how many people have actually gave
me too.
The salt to
I'm trying to track if and we still get along or not.
Sienza, without thinking, yeah, I understand, we do it without thinking, but is those things that even if we're to observe when we're having imsebenzi and everything, and that umuntu ucela itswayi, uthola lihleli phansi itswayi, uthatha lapha, they won't pick up a hand and give it to you.
You know, I think these are things that we've seen. We just haven't realized it. We haven't.
Yeah.
So now that you say it and I think about it, actually, Mang Semakaya and Lady Smith, those are the rules indirectly. Nobody says to you, don't do it. But you see,
exactly.
The actions are like, there's the salt over there. Nobody actually wants to pick it up and give it to the next person.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, when you look into the Western thing, when they're sitting at the table, they will say, please pass me the salt. They will take the salt and put it next to you. They won't give it to you from the hand.
Ooh, okay. I think you just took us to three different levels. So
literally,
now we've
literally.
Got a myth, we've got spiritual,
and
then we've got the whole English world where you sit at a table and you have lunch. This is quite interesting.
Yeah,
you
literally.
So because they all also understand the concept behind the soul. What is the next one?
No, we're just speaking about all of these. But also, let's talk about buying salt at night. Is that something that is bad? I mean, it's not moving from one household to the next, but we seemingly have myths that are associated with salt at night. Is it a bad thing to buy salt at night?
From my own knowledge, I don't see anything wrong with you buying it from the shops.
Oh.
Because remember, when you buy it from the shops and then you get home, and then when you get home using that salt, it now takes the energy of your house.
Oh. I get. Yeah. Are you taking down notes there? Oh, but you and I are being schooled there, I promise you.
Another myth that I've known about is as not to cut your nails and cut your hair. So as I mentioned earlier on, some of the things they would tell us not because there's a cultural aspect to it per se, but because there's also a hygienic side of it. Looking at considering that back in the days there was no electricity and we used lamps and candles. Now, if you were to cut your hay at night inside the house, and remember back in the days, it would be like one big room that is open plan. There's a kitchen there by the corner, there's a dining room, and then you're cutting your hay. Understanding that hay can fly everywhere. Mm-hmm. So they would say you don't have to cut your hay inside the house, whether at night or during the day. And mind you, when you cut your hair at night inside the house, you may not cut it properly because we're not using the normal normal lighting.
Yeah.
Rather, you go and cut it even in a corner outside, furthest away from the house, to understand, so that you can be clear from the hygienic side of things within the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, when they say you shouldn't cut your nails within in Antigana, you can't cut them at night because obviously you're going to cut yourself. And when you start bleeding, that this is also a hygiene side of it. Rather, you cut them outside. And also reflects that you should see your nails, all of them, gather them together, and you have to throw them away because no one is supposed to touch your nails. No one is supposed to even jump your nails.
Uh-huh.
Nails from the perspective that is your intila yako.
Coco, now that you're actually going into that.
Just let them lying around like that. Intila yako le yakhatwa. And then somebody else might take it and use it. There are many things that are being done spiritually in Zipo.
And I was about
to
say,
that's why they will always advise otherwise. But sorry to cut you, Nana.
No problem.
But now, looking at the current days, we now do our manicures and pedicures and what have you. Things have evolved and it becomes now a different aspect altogether.
Now, Coco, let's talk about the disposal of the hair and the nails.
And the nails,
which way is correct to dispose it? Because now you've mentioned the myths that are also associated with it. You know, in intsila yakho, and we've heard things like people abangakuthakatha, people can bangakusebenza, and
with
all
your
those
hair
kind of
and
things.
With your nails, it's very key.
So, what would be the key way to dispose of your hair and your nails to make sure that such things don't happen, to prevent such things from happening?
Emakhaya, normally you find that they would put it in, roll it up, and just throw it in those toilet. You understand? Because no one would ever reach there. And in our own homes, it's advisable that rather you flush it. You know, if you've got a flushing toilet, so that you are sure that it's well disposed, no one can have access to it. But now remember, we've got salons now, we cut our hair at night, and all that, and we do our hair at night. And now, I just said, no, and I pointed to our friend who said, because we just think of it, Nana. Saloon that doesn't have clients, and people always go there, and you always like going to this hair salon, and you cut your hair there, and they swipe it and put it.
I was thinking about that. Yes. I was about to ask you that question. We are flocking in these salons. Kanti, kanti,
mapis. I'm not saying that doing it. Pardon me, hair salon is
allegedly.
I think you're hinting something.
Hint, Coco.
I'm just hinting out.
Hint, Coco.
I'm not saying you guys are doing. I'm not saying they're doing anything.
No.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, no, my mind is running
because
wild.
They seem to.
My mind, Jay, is just running wild listening to that, and I'm thinking all sort of things.
I'm not saying you shouldn't go to your normal barber.
No. I'm still gonna go.
You never. Maybe it's just
properly
and not.
I think all you are saying is that the possibilities are there, and this is how we can then better safeguard ourselves.
Pardon?
No, I'm saying all you are saying is that the possibilities are there, and that's why we are teaching each other today how to dispose of our hair, our nails that we've cut, and all of that, just to safeguard ourselves. But I think you've made absolute sense when you are speaking about things like flushing it down the toilet, because nobody can have access to it. Anything
and
else
also look into it. When you have to do your hair at home, like your breath and everything, whether you're sitting in the room, the whole 2 days, you guys will be picking up the hair in the house. That is the hygienic side of it.
That is so true.
True.
I'm extension everywhere you go.
Yeah. I almost said something, but let me try to keep quiet and save myself.
Back in the days, our ancestors, they were clean, and they're still clean. Hence, they said, rather you do it outside and not even closer to the main house. They're under the tree somewhere.
Say that again for me. So you're saying rather you do it outside and not even close by the door. You need to be further away, as though to say there's a tree in the corner.
As I'm, remember, hair it's that particle of our body that flies easily.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You understand. So if you're gonna do it just outside the house, you're sitting outside just in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, you get inside the house, when you're done with your hair, you find the hair somewhere in the kitchen or somewhere inside the house. You understand? And you wouldn't know how it got there.
Mm.
So it's better to be furthest away. Which is why the concept of hair salons was somehow created for that, to say, let's have a closed up space, because now weather changes, sometimes it's cold, it's raining. Then we can be able to cut our hair in a certain place that we feel it's safe. There, it's far away from food, far away from home. You go there, you cut your hair, it gets cleaned up, you wash it there, and then by the time you get home, you don't have any issues with the hair. And normally when you even notice that, even though you've went to the hair salon, you've done your hair, when you get home, you still need to a bit shower, clean up yourself first, because somehow there'll be hair falling around. You understand? So that's that hygiene side of it, more than the so-called spiritual things that we get, or the voodoo side of it that we can think of.
Wow. Gok. You've talked off. You have said a lot.
You've said a lot, Gogo. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I think it's official. We can say that today's myth has been busted.
Oh, man.
And please, I repeat this. I'm not saying hair salon is saying whatever that means. No. Please don't quote me on that one.
We are with you, Coco. We are with you, Coco. Trust me. It's now a Coco.
Coco, okay, your secret is safe with us.
You too, Coco. Oh, man.
What a wonderful conversation.
Sis Betty salon.
But I have to say, that was very informative. That was quite interesting to find out where all of these things stem from, and the fact that she also carries out our ancestors that also don't want to witness such things, because when these things were put into place, the likes of cutting your nails outside, and not just outside by the doorstep, but far away from outside, and your hair as well.
Man, quite a lot. I mean, the spiritual side of things as well. I'm shocked.
She tapped into everything, even the scientific side. It's like, boom, 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 boom.
She got it covered.
Lalela, it's done. It's done. It's 2 minutes to the bottom of the hour, and Marcos Zanatwala will be coming through to give you your news headlines. That's how we wrap it up. It's Mythbusters. Join us again next week on Thursday from 10 until 10:30, where we get to bust another myth. Thank you so much, Xolani Baloyi. We'll do it again on Thursday.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Wits. To listen to more shows, tune in to 88.1 or live stream us on VowFM.co.za.